It is Monday morning. It is always time to explore just some of the new music that we play right across the station here on 2SER. Andrew Cadore back.
Let's talk
some new music.
Yeah,
how
just,
are you?
Just some, but there is so much to get through as usual.
I'm excited
here on 2SER.
About this.
Yep, and glad to be here for at least one more week before I skip off to Japan.
Mm.
Lots of record stores there, so we'll see what I bring back, hey?
Are you going to meet Cornelius while you're over there?
You know, actually, Cornelius is playing a week after I leave.
That is very disappointing for everyone.
Yeah, I am a little bit disappointed, but let's move on. Let's start with Madeline Kenny, who was born in Seattle, but is now based in California, and you can kind of hear that in her music. Her debut album's called Night Night at the First Landing. Now, we've been playing the single Big One for a while, and similar to Japanese Breakfast and to another smaller extent, maybe even Waxahachie, who we've been playing a lot of lately, I'm just feeling this vibe that goes back not just to the 80s, not just to the 70s, not just to the 60s, but to the 50s, that big crooning style, Roy Orbison style pop that is just dripping with emotion. And also in the case of, say, a Roy Orbison influence, a little bit dark as well.
Nice.
You know, you think of Roy Orbison's In Dreams, and when I listen to something like this from Madeline Kenny, that's kind of where it draws me back to, that really old school vintage feel. But there are quite a few contemporary echoes, and yeah, it's quite a big dreamy sound overall. As I said, it's called Night Night at the First Landing. It was produced by Chaz Bundig, a.k.a. Toro y Moi.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit. This is Always from that record.
I know what you mean. We are hearing more sounds like that. I mean, that is not a bad thing to me at all.
It's not a bad thing at all. And hey, you know, like anything that has a remote resemblance to the Traveling Wilburys, I'm totally up for it.
I'm glad you said that. I'm really glad you said that.
There are so many people out there who actually have the Traveling Wilburys in their collection. It's one of the biggest selling records ever. So yeah, I mean, it might be a hidden pleasure for a lot of people, but hey, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, cool. All right, look, let's move on. I mean, someone who definitely would never make the Traveling Wilburys but is one of the great guitarists in American music, I think, is Lee Ranaldo. Of course, he of Sonic Youth, but has been going solo for some time with an amazing backing band, which includes Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth on drums, called The Dust. So new album from him is called Electric Trim. And look, I think this is a really great return for him. It finds him in fine form. He's got that really magnetic mix of that brightly melodic, more pop sound that he was doing in Sonic Youth when he got a chance to have a song on a record. And then that there's that sort of curiously surreal vibe throughout his music as well, with his lyrics as well, and those guitar lines, which are just textured to match the way they curl over you and the way they hook their way in. But in this album, he's gone a little bit more folky, as you'll hear, and also on this track, which features Sharon Van Etten. Great choice.
Very good choice.
Yeah. There's quite an electronic overlay on this record as well. So electronics are the newest thing, I think, for Lee Ranaldo. And it may put some fans off, but it still, to me, sounds like Lee Ranaldo. Let's have a listen to Last Looks.
Actually, a little dreamier than I'd anticipated. I like that.
Definitely one of the slower and more reflective songs on that album, but that's a really nice new turn for Lee Ranaldo on this record. It's called Electric Trim. And yeah, I think it's a really, really strong record, and he's kind of moving forward, changing things up a bit, even though, of course, whatever he's done in the past has just, you know, always been quite blissful at the same time. But just trying things a little bit differently.
Which I love seeing a musician do, because I think, you know, it's so easy to get settled, but even the well-established ones who are maybe a little bit older, still managing to find a new sound or an iteration on that sound, really impressive.
Well, you've got to expect that from Lee Ranaldo. I mean, he's always done that over a long period of time. I looked on Wikipedia this morning and he's 61 years of age. And
wow.
Just still kicking ass as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. All right. Look, something a little different that we're going to end with is a fellow called Pierre Quenders. Now, this is his second album. He's based in Montreal, but he's originally from the capital of the Republic of Congo, I should say, Kinshasa. And this record is produced by Shabazz Palace's Tendai Maria. So we've been talking about and playing Shabazz Palace's for the last couple of months. This album's called Makanda at the End of Space, the Beginning of Time. And it's a real brain bender, but it's such a crowd pleaser at the same time. What he does essentially on this record is put this real modern sheen on Congolese rumba music. So if you don't know what that is, it's cool. It's heavily percussive.
Yep.
It just makes you move, but he's just got this new modern update on it. There are lyrics in four different languages. It's weird. It's cool. It's spacey. It's funky. And in ways that you just won't imagine until you hear this record. So he worked with people from Montreal, Seattle, and Kinshasa on this record, which was recorded at the Shabazz Palace's studio in Seattle. It's just a really great coming together, great idea. Pierre Quenders is his name. I had to go out with a song from this record, which is called La La Love.
All right, let's do it. Andrew Kidori, we won't do this next week, but we will do it soon.
Thanks. See you later.
Tongo, butu, pokwa, motema nanga, iponi seyo. Tongo, butu, pokwa, bandoto nanga, eza seyo. Basala bazua, baina koina, balingina tika, nako tika te. Basala bazua, baina koina, balingina boya, nako boya te. Chicken, man, I'm on my head.